Well, the final score, Chris, was City of Derry 13, Thomond 13. So Thomond will be very, very pleased with that result. I haven't talked to some of their supporters earlier on. They were not too optimistic about today, and they felt maybe Derry would be too strong. Well, fair play to the Thomond guys. They came at it, and they had a chance in the last kick of the game. Their fullback, McGarry, had a chance to win the game for him, but he pulled his kick wide. And certainly a bit of relief from Derry. I mean, both sides now at the bottom of the table at least have registered their first points at 2 each. But from Derry's point of view, they'll be very disappointed with that result, because it's a game I'm sure they were looking to win at least. And that means now 3 AIL games played and only 2 points. And next week they're away to Greystones, and that will not be an easy one. They had the best possible start to the game after 3 minutes, whenever Thomond attacking to the left. Dropped the ball, or it was knocked out of their hands, and Ian Bratton, the Derry winger, hacked the ball through and had enough pace to pick up and dive over. So a great start for Derry, and you'd have thought that would have really lifted them. But Thomond came back then around the 15-minute mark. They forced a penalty from Derry. Their scrum half took it quickly. He was tackled early, and another penalty, and this time Jamie McGarry, he converted his first penalty, making it 5-3. Derry then had a succession of scrums, and eventually they drove them over with number 8 Stephen Gore getting a touchdown. That was 10-3. But then just on the half time, Thomond pressing again, forced Derry to concede a penalty, and McGarry slotted over. So 10-6 at half time, and certainly the game was still very much in the balance. But 15 minutes into the second half, after some sustained play by Thomond, their winger Dean O'Brien got over, and a very good conversion of McGarry took the Munster men into a 13-10 lead. It stayed that way until 5 minutes to go, when Neil Burns levelled with a penalty of 13-all. But Thomond had an opportunity, as I said, in that last minute to win the game with the penalty. But from Derry's point of view, they failed to do it. So the final score was City of Derry 13, Thomond 13. And as I say, I think their visitors will be very, very happy with that result. But from City of Derry's point of view, it's a lot of work still to be done. Had the opportunity to win this game today, Chris, but unfortunately they failed to take their chances. One good result from the North West point of view. Strabane continuing their merry ways. Now that's their 4th victory in a row in that league. They beat Belfast High School by 36-7, and certainly that's a great performance by them. So the final scores here at the moment was in the All-Ireland League Division 2B. It was City of Derry 13, Thomond 13, Strabane 36, Belfast High School 7.